Good evening, my friends, and welcome to a special bonus episode. From high above all other puzzlingly slow forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. How much courage does it take to stand up to people who are in positions of power? We've all been sitting around for over a year talking about how we need to stand up to all of these tyrants, but how many of us actually do something? Or perhaps a better question is, what would you be prepared to do? Would you be prepared to go to jail? Would you be suspended from school? Would you be expelled from school? Would you be taken away from all of your friends? Would you sacrifice all of the achievements that you've made? And would you give up all of the awards that you know you've already got but have yet to receive? Could you do all of that? Well, tonight I'm going to introduce you to a very special young lady's dad who did all of those things that I just mentioned. Now, much of what I just talked about isn't settled yet, and this is just the very beginning of what Grace Smith is going to go through. Today, in the Laramie High School in Laramie, Wyoming, Grace Smith was arrested for not wearing a mask. Now, everybody's going to say that she was actually arrested for trespassing, but we all know that that's not true. The reason why she was put in handcuffs and taken to the police station is because she refused to wear a mask. She refused to comply, like all of us ought to be doing. I spoke with her father, Andy Smith, this evening, and here's what he had to say. Today, a young high school student was arrested in Laramie County High School for not wearing a mask. And joining me right now is the young student's father, Andy Smith. Andy, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks, David, for having me.
Well, I appreciate you giving me a few minutes of your time. I know you've had a long day. So I guess my first question is, why don't you just tell us about Grace, about your daughter?
Sure. Grace is a 16-year-old junior at the Laramie High School. And she's a smart, brilliant young lady. She went through elementary school and junior high at the local charter school, Snowy Range Academy. She was on the principal's honor roll throughout the course of her elementary and junior high career, and moved to the high school, and she's continued her educational success in that regard by taking AP classes, and she's been a straight-A student and just a pretty well-rounded but strong-willed child.
So obviously.
She participates in extracurricular activities. She's on the dance team and loves theater, performs in the theater. She just actually was awarded a lead role in the theater this upcoming semester, so she's really excited about that.
Well, she sounds like a great girl. So why don't you tell us what's been happening? I know that she was suspended from school last week, so why don't you tell us about that?
Sure. So just a brief description of what's been going on here in Albany County is in September, the Albany County School Board met and voted to enforce a universal mask policy. And my daughter, being educated and being a strong-willed child, has made her own choice to not wear the mask. This is nothing that we've forced on her. This is something that she has wished for herself this entire time. She has never put a mask on the entire school year. After going through what all these kids have gone through this last year, my daughter made a decision to not wear the mask. And so,
well, good for her.
We told her that we would support her in that decision, and whatever that meant, we would come alongside her and help her out. And so after the policy was made, Grace continued to go to school without a mask, and there has been a lot of empty threats that have come from the school board about how they're going to handle these kids. Initially, they were granting exemptions for the mask if parents would sign an exemption form, but then that was revoked. The superintendent revoked all of those exemptions and then gave a list of only 8 exemptions that they would allow and none of them being exemptions that Grace could fall under. They were mostly exemptions that would pertain to individuals that could not put on or take off the mask themselves.
So what you're telling me is they wouldn't grant an exception for the Wyoming Constitution, huh?
Well, right. So what we started to do is we started to approach this from a standpoint of our constitutional liberties and civil law. So we looked up the Wyoming Constitution, and we familiarized ourselves with Article 1, Section 38, and then we started calling every single entity in the state. We called the governor's office. We called the state board of health. We called the state school board. We called the attorney general. We called the Albany County School Board and the Albany County Health Department. And we've had meetings with the superintendent. And we've emailed back and forth with the chairman of the Albany County School Board.
All of them told you the same thing, huh?
Well, we kind of went back and forth. They all passed the buck, right? So our first conversation to the governor's office is, well, you need to talk to the state health department. We talked to them. They say, well, you need to talk to this person, this person, this person. It all rolled back down back to the school board, the entity that actually made the rule. Because what we found is that there is no mandates in effect because there is no state of emergency. So the state of emergency had run its course last year, and it has not been renewed or reissued by our governor. So without that state of emergency in place, then the State Board of Health has no authority or jurisdiction over any of these entities to enforce any mandates. So we're like, well, isn't that interesting? These mandates don't exist. There is no legal authority. So now we need to question where they are getting their legal authority and see what they do. So we began questioning these people. We've had meetings, and all of these meetings have all been recorded, either audio recorded or video recorded, of our conversations with the superintendent and email conversation with the chairman of the Board of Trustees, and asking and inquiring these questions about where do they get the authority to step on our constitutional right and my daughter's constitutional right granted to her under the Wyoming Constitution, Article 1, Section 38. And they didn't necessarily have an answer for us right away.
And of course
not. So they just kept saying, well, we've spoken to the governor, and the governor has said that he is in support of the school boards. And we're waiting for a memo from the Attorney General's office. But when we call the Attorney General's office, we can't get a return phone call. So we call back and speak to the governor's office. And it wasn't myself, it was my brother, because there's been several of us trying to help out making all these phone calls. He was able to get up to the senior advisor of the governor and had a really candid, nice conversation with her about the mask and stuff, and was able to get from her that there's no statutes or laws that give the school boards the authority. However, there may be a couple, and you know, this is just her being candid. She says there's possibly some case laws, but she couldn't reference them for us, or didn't reference them for us. But that would have to be decided in court about these case laws that may or may not apply in this instance, which I'm sure, you know, basically she flat out told us there's just nothing out there on these masks that gives them any authority. So we informed them that Grace is choosing to continue to go to school. As a result of that, and Grace's choice to wear to not wear the mask and go to school, and she's not making a scene. She's not making a stink. She's just wanting to go to school.
Right.
And she's not, you know, she's not there to push an agenda. She's just silently and politely refusing when asked to put on a mask. And it started to empower people, I think. And it may not just have been her. It might have been some other kids that decided to also do this, which has been sort of the irony behind her being prosecuted, because there are kids. There are kids there today not wearing masks, but they're picking on Grace. So,
well, and it's from what Grace did, this is going to be get a lot bigger. And, you know, good for her for standing her ground, because it's been, Andy, there's a lot of Supreme Court decisions that say that kids do not shed their constitutional rights at the schoolhouse doors.
That's
and
correct.
All of these school boards and administrators and everything, I seriously question whether they've even read a copy of the Constitution, because they're certainly not affording students their constitutional rights.
Yeah, well, that's correct. And so every time, so leading up to the suspensions and when they finally did decide to act, and I believe that's because they started to lose control. Up until last Thursday, Grace informed me that she believed that about half of the student body was not wearing masks. So
Wow. It
went from just being a few kids to about half the student body, and they recognized that they had lost complete control. And so what they were waiting for, they got when the governor made his official statement last week. Oh, I think it was last week. I'm getting all this kind of...
Well, it's been a long day, but it's all right.
Yeah, so he made a statement, and he references in his statement, and it made news. It was on the front page of the paper, Laramie Live, and all this stuff, about correlating. And he wasn't necessarily correlating the mask as being used in a uniform policy, like a student uniform, you know.
Right.
But he uses the example of a school board having the authority to make policies about school uniforms, and that should be okay. And so it's like, so from our governor, this was the statement that the school board here decided to use to grant them the authority to act, basically. Because it was almost like, I think it was the next day or maybe the day after that, they started calling the kids in that weren't wearing masks and informing them that they were going to be suspended if they weren't wearing a mask. So Grace became subject to her first suspension last Thursday, which I have on video.
Right. I saw that
absurd.
One.
Yeah.
Well,
so
the conversation you had with the school officials, you were right on point, Andy. Let's just pause for a minute in the interview and listen to a small piece of what happened during Grace's suspension.
I'm issuing 2 days out of school suspension for continued willful disobedience.
Okay. You understand that your request is an unlawful request that supersedes her constitutional rights. Are you aware of that?
I've been directed from my supervisor that it's from our legal counsel. I've been given that direction.
So what gives you the right to supersede her constitutional rights?
Andy, that's... you're sitting here making that argument. That argument's not going to be made here. If you have a legal argument, then, you know, please...
Well, this is a legal argument.
Well, I have the authority by statute and suspension to be able to suspend her for willful disobedience, and it is in this information that we'll provide. If you want to go further with other articles and other constitutional, that goes into another realm. And we can sit here and argue that all day, or you can have your attorney, just send me your attorney's information, I'll have our attorney call your attorney.
I'm sure that's going to happen. I'm just wanting to hear from your guys' mouths that you're willing to suspend my daughter, which is just absurd to me. I don't understand, for her right to choose her own personal health choice.
Yes.
So
I am willing to suspend her under our statutes and guidelines.
That's despicable, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you?
Yeah.
That's what you have to say, Dr. Yanny?
Now you've heard it. School officials in Albany County and probably across the state of Wyoming know that they are depriving students of their constitutional rights under the Wyoming Constitution, Article 1, Section 38. And apparently they're proud of doing so, because the school administrator thanks Mr. Smith for calling him despicable. Now that we've heard that soundbite, let's get back to the interview with Andy Smith.
Yes. So, and every authority figure involved in this process at each intervention, at each interventional opportunity, was given the opportunity to change course after I've read to them or would tell them that, are you aware that you are getting ready to infringe on my daughter's rights protected, that she's protected by the Constitution of Wyoming? And then I would read them the statute. And and this was every law enforcement officer and every school official. And I keep telling them that she has a right to be in school. She has a right to be there without a mask. She has a right to choose her own healthcare choices. And me as her parent guardian have that right. And they still denied her that right and suspended her anyway. So what's not in that video is at the end of that video, I was pretty angry. And so I shut the video off, but I walked over to my daughter and I looked at her and then I looked at the superintendent and I said, well, she'll be in school tomorrow. And he said, no, she will not. She's been suspended. And Grace looked up at me and said, Dad, I'm going to go back to class now. And I said, okay, well, let's go to class then. And he said, mm-hmm. You can't do that. And I said, I'll go to class with her if I have to. If I have to sit in that classroom with her, my daughter's going back to class. And then that's when they called the two law enforcement officers in that were standing by in case there was an incident. And then the law enforcement officers came over and explained to us, and I agreed, that we couldn't be there. We're not students, obviously. So, right. You know, my brother and myself understood that we had no right to be in the building, but that my daughter did. And then they explained to us what they've been instructed by their police chief and their bosses and how to handle the situation. So a child, once the act of suspension takes place, then it becomes a legal matter. And in order for a suspension to take place, a Wyoming statute or law has to be broken.
Okay.
So in this particular case, they reference a Wyoming statute about safety of others and about vulgarity and being an endangerment, and it's
right. All the normal
Title 21.
All the normal bull crap.
Right. So that's what they're saying. Grace is she is being willfully disobedient and failure to comply based on this Wyoming statute. So they suspend her, and then the officers explain to us that based on that suspension, they can ask her to leave. If she doesn't leave, then they will give her a verbal warning of a trespassing ticket.
Okay.
If she still doesn't leave, then they will write her a citation for trespassing. And then if she still doesn't leave, then they will put the school into a lockdown. And then I asked the officers after they've gone through it, I said, okay, so what happens after the lockdown? Then what? And they said, well, we've been instructed by our police chief to not touch the children. We're not going to arrest them. She can just sit here, sit wherever she wants for however long she wants. I'm like, okay. So then we leave that meeting and we go down to the police station. I tried to get a meeting with Dale Stalder. He wasn't in. So we met with Lieutenant Smith, who is the senior officer of the school resource officers. And so he's a really nice guy. Comes out, visits with us for like 30 minutes. We have a great conversation. I ask him all his questions, and he repeats, this is where Chief Stalder's at. He and the superintendent have met several times, and the chief does not want to be putting his officers on the front page of the paper, arresting a child for not wearing a mask. So we're not going to be arresting them. We're just going to be writing them citations for trespassing. So, okay, same thing is being said. So I tell Grace this, and this whole time I'm telling Grace what's happening, what's going to happen to her, and what they're saying is going to happen to her, and then I'm giving it to her. I said, it's up to you, Grace. You can go to school, whatever. You know, we'll support you in whatever you decide to do. So she decides, well, okay, I'm going to go to school. So she goes back to school on Tuesday of this week and gets suspended. But this time she's called into the principal's office and she refuses to leave. So they call the police. The police show up, write her a ticket for trespassing because she says, I'm going to refuse to leave. And she wanted to put the school in a lockdown, but they brought three police officers. And then those three police officers blocked the doorways that were entrances back into the school from the office. So they weren't you know, it's kind of like detaining her, but not detaining her, and her being such a sweet, innocent kid. She didn't want to push the issue. So,
okay, so
she
hold
talked
on,
to the, our attorney. Yeah, go ahead.
So what was her reasoning behind wanting to have a lockdown? Just out of curiosity.
So, yeah, so the reason there was to see if they would actually push it that far and refuse her right to her free education, Title VII, Section 1 of the Wyoming Constitution that gives her the right to an education. So so she, you know, this whole time she says, I just want to go back to class. They're refusing to let her go to class. So we get her on the phone with our attorney, and she's talking to me, and she goes, Dad, I think I'm just going to go home. I said, okay, that's fine. Just go home. So she goes home, does her two-day suspension, and then goes back today. The plan today was to stay in the classroom. That way, if they do force a lockdown and actually attempt to remove her from the building, then it's happening in front of her peers.
Yes.
And they got really lucky. So Grace hurt her shoulder a couple of days ago, and she has her arm in a sling. And it was bothering her this morning, so she opted to leave first period to go to the nurses to get some ice for her shoulder.
Right.
And they got lucky, and they caught her while she was out and held her in the commons area. So she was out of the classroom, and that's where it took place, where they suspended her again. The police came, wrote her a citation. And this time, though, being in the commons room, they had no choice but to put the school in a lockdown. And they put the school in a lockdown for about an hour and a half. And then Grace started informing me that they were talking about arresting her. So then I called Lieutenant Smith because I have his number. And I spent about 15 minutes on the phone with him and reminded him that he told me that he would not be arresting my daughter. And then he said, well, you said you weren't going to take it this far. And I said, I never said that. But you told me you were not going to arrest my daughter. And then I kept saying, you're getting ready to put your officers in an awful position, and you're arresting my daughter for not wearing a mask. And he says, we are not arresting your daughter for not wearing a mask. We're arresting her for trespassing.
And which is like, for not wearing a mask. Let's be honest about it.
Yeah, which is for not wearing a mask. So it's semantics, right? They're just like, we're here to uphold the law of the suspension. And that's where they stand. And so that's why the video says I'm arresting you for trespassing, when, you know, ultimately the trespassing violation is in violation of their suspension order put there by their mask policy.
Here's a soundbite from when Grace was being arrested.
So you're still refusing to leave?
Yes, sir.
Even after you're receiving your citation?
Yes, sir.
All right. Then at this point, I am going to place you into custody for trespassing.
Okay.
I'll go down to the jail. How's that sound?
All right.
All right. No, you have a shoulder issue, right? You can leave it in there.
Oh, no, it's okay. I can take it out. It can go back.
You can leave your hands in front.
Put it in front.
All right.
Yep. I'm not going to put your hands behind your back because that's just going to, I don't want to hurt your shoulder, okay?
Okay.
So, put your hands up like this.
Do you have any guns, knives, or bazookas on you that we need to know about?
Yes, sir.
Let's get back to Andy Smith. Well, and you can tell from the video that the police officers really thought this whole thing was bogus.
Oh, totally. And I actually believe they can't come out and say it, and they wouldn't for legal reasons, but I believe that they're on our side. But it just goes to show you that the flaw in the system all the way around. And I point out to the law enforcement officers, along with the chief, that I feel like the roles should be reversed in this situation. My daughter should be allowed to go to school, and the cops should be there to support her ability to get her education guaranteed to her by our Constitution. And so I don't understand why law enforcement is protecting government. You got government protecting government, and my own kid can't go to class. Like, why are the cops not there demanding she goes to class?
Well, because you said it earlier, Andy, that it's all about control. That what really started this whole situation is that the school administration lost control of the student body. And all of this stuff about masks and the vaccine mandates and all of it, all of this, these things that are coming, really, they all boil down to control. That
correct.
The Wyoming Constitution very clearly says that each Wyoming student has the right to a free and equitable education. And Grace has the absolute right to go to school, but she also has the right to make her own healthcare decisions. And the school can't arbitrarily say that a mask is now a uniform when they don't have a uniform policy. I mean, that just shows you, you know, how far these, I guess there's no other word to use.
It's either a medical apparatus or not, you know, and it's in every step of the way with all these conversations, it all comes back to, well, it's just a mask. And
it's not just a mask,
and it's, we're trying to protect the health and safety of everyone, and it's this fear-driven tactics. And so we've made it very clear through this process that we don't want to argue coronavirus, mask, efficacy, any of that stuff. But we are here to point out that you are infringing on my daughter's rights. And
yes.
This is her choice. You know, I've told her from the get-go, I will support you, Grace. If you decide tomorrow to stop fighting and putting on them, and you just want to put on the mask and go back to school, that's fine. I'm going to love you either way. You can do what you want to do. And she is like, no, Dad, I'm not putting on that mask. I said, good for you.
Good
honey.
For her.
I will fight with you. I will go and lay down my life for you. So you just tell me what you need, honey, and I'll go there with you. And that's where
Good for you for standing up for Grace too. I mean, a lot of parents would just tell their kids, you know, come on, this has gone far enough. You know, let's just do what they say. But good for you, your family, for standing up to what is tyranny. I mean, that is the very definition of tyranny. So Andy, what's Grace going to do now? What's the next step?
So the next step for Grace, and her and I are going to talk about that. We've met with our attorney. Well, we're processing everything with the attorney right now, and Grace is going to be signing an affidavit as it pertains to everything that has taken place up until this point. Technically, she still has. So what they're doing is they're issuing 2-day suspensions for each violation. Once she gets to a 10-day suspension, then the expulsion proceedings can start taking place. So what that means is she could potentially be expelled from the school, and then there would be a hearing that would go before the Board of Trustees, and if they upheld that expulsion, then we would have the right to appeal it to a higher court. Of course, all this costs money,
sure.
And having an expulsion on your record can be a negative thing if you're looking into colleges and things like that later on. So I don't know if we want to push it that far, but I think
I can think of a couple colleges that would see that one as a badge of honor.
Totally. So that is something that was mentioned to us, is that it could be a negative thing having an expulsion on your record, but it could also be, in this particular case, a positive thing. So it's really up to her how she wants to do it. I think that she's pretty confident that she is not going to wear the mask. And so at this point, she may or may not go and get 2 more suspensions. But she's most likely going to be withdrawing from the Laramie High School and looking at an alternative degree of some sort.
Well, I think that's honestly, I think that's the best thing that parents could do, is to pull their children out of the government school and find an alternative means to get their degree or their graduation certificate, because the only thing that they're going to experience at schools, it appears, is people trying to control them and depriving them of their God-given rights.
No, that's exactly right. And the thing that was most appalling to me is looking at this process and going through all of this, is researching Wyoming statutes under Title 21, Title 35, which is healthcare, but Title 21 has 542 pages, and that should be a big eye-opener to parents.
Isn't that amazing?
A 542-page legal document outlining the rights of the state and your children. And it's just absurd to me that we have come to that as a society, where there is that much mandating the education of our kids. It's pretty wild and astounding. And so it really has just pointed out to me in great detail the flaws of our public school system And yeah, but I admire Grace for forcing their hand because she wants to go to school. She shouldn't have to choose between her social life and the things that she does enjoy, her friends, dance team, theater. She shouldn't be forced to make that decision to have to leave all of that over a mask. But she pushed them to that point. So,
well, that's part of their tactics, Andy. You know, they threaten you with all of those things that you just mentioned in an attempt to compel people to comply with what they say. And we've gotten to a point in our country where we have complied so long that people in positions of authority think that they can tell us to do whatever it is that they want. And the truth is, everyone has constitutional rights, both under the U.S. Constitution and the Wyoming Constitution. And these folks in positions of power need to understand that they can't violate our rights. So, I mean, good job for Grace doing what she's doing. You can tell her from me that I absolutely admire her willingness to stand up for not only her own rights, but the rights of a lot of other people who may not be as strong as she is. So please tell her that for me.
And she knows that. I will repeat that. And she's had a lot of parents that have come up to her, moms of kids that are in elementary school that can't fight like she can. And they just reminded Grace that what she's fighting for is not just for her, it's for them. And we've reminded her of that all along the way and have quoted Benjamin Franklin's quote, "Those willing to give up liberty for a little safety deserve neither liberty or safety."
Correct. Well, Andy, I really appreciate your time and good luck in this, and make sure that you keep us apprised of what's going on, and we'll help in any way that we can.
Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thanks, David, for taking the time to take my call.
All of us talk about what we would do when confronted with a tyrant, but Grace Smith actually did something, and you ought to be proud of her for it, because Wyoming needs more Grace. Have a good night, and we'll talk again on Saturday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.